Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I am Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us today. And kicking off the show, a little bit of a flashback, a Coffee Break rewind. We're going to go back to a conversation we had a little while ago with Glenna Wortman Obi with Family Promise. Glenna is the executive director of Family Promise of Greater Helena. Thanks for coming by. It's been a little bit since you've been in.
It has. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I mean, for those of our listeners that maybe don't know, can you just kind of give us the at least the Cliff's Notes version to start off of what Family Promise is? What is it all about?
I'd be delighted to. Family Promise is a nonprofit agency that is affiliated with a national Family Promise, but Family Promise of Greater Helena. Small little agency, and our mission is to make sure that families with children are not homeless, are not left on the streets in the weather like this. And so we work with many of the churches in the community to provide housing for them in churches, and then we help them find a way to find a job, to find housing, to get their needs met and get them back on their feet and part of our community. So it's a really great program. Right now we have three families in our program, including one family with a three-month-old baby and another family with three children and the other family with two children. So it's a very busy place.
Yeah.
But we're just delighted. We have a great group of people with us right now. They usually stay, our average stay is about 80 days, 80 to 85 days. And we have two families about to go transition into housing. So we're pretty
very
happy
cool.
about that.
Yeah, well, and you've been around since 2011?
Yes, correct.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Okay. So this is a service that's absolutely used in our community. You sent some information over the other day. You said 24 families received direct emergency aid, 15 got some support and shelter. That just since July of last year. I mean, you said you're a little agency, but it's not little for those folks, right? I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a very big deal. And we are happy to work with all of the other agencies in town that work with the folks that are struggling, and together we do a mighty lift. Sadly, homelessness does exist in Helena, Montana, and it's not always, it doesn't look like one thing. You know, sometimes we think, oh, well, it's that guy we see on the interstate, or it's someone living down at God's Love. And those folks are homeless too. But when you think about a child, a baby, infants, kids that are going to school and not having a place to come home to, not having warm dinner mm-hmm. waiting for them, that tends to bring it a little bit closer to home. And so those are the folks that we focus on, and we make sure that a family can stay together while they're homeless. So our churches provide housing for our families, and they stay together as a family.
Yeah, and that's important too, because there's a lot of the services. It's you know, it's men only, or you know,
correct.
So you can't have that family together.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we fill a niche and an important one.
Yeah.
And and our average stay, like I said, is 80 to 85 days.
And most people move on to an independent situation.
Exactly. Over 82 to 85% move to what we call sustainable living.
Yeah, so you're
situation.
Sort of bridging gaps and just
bridging
helping people
gaps,
along.
Yep. We help people. We have an advocate, and we help people find work, get applications in for housing. We have a whole program called New Beginnings, which helps people understand how to look at their financial situation, how to budget, how to plan, how to take care of old debts or issues that are keeping them mm-hmm. from maybe getting loans. So we try to help in that way, as well as connect them with other resources throughout the community.
Yeah. Glenna Wortman Obi, the executive director of Family Promise of Greater Helena, is our guest this morning. You've got a whole network of facilities and volunteers, and this all costs money, of course. And you have some fundraisers coming up. One of them, looking outside, it's fitting to talk about this morning. You got a winter concert.
Yes.
And I actually, when I initially looked at the date for this, I was thinking it was tomorrow and thought, oh, that works just fine because it's the 10th. No, this is December 10th, but it's probably going to look pretty much like what it looks now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people in the community look forward to the John Floridas concert. We've had that concert for several years. John comes up from Missoula. He's played in this community quite a bit in the past, and he will be again. The concert is scheduled for December 10th, so we invite you to put that on your calendar at St. Paul's Methodist mm-hmm. Church. And, you know, that's a free concert. It's a goodwill offering, and it really speaks to the generosity and love that exists in this community when people turn out in mass numbers and fill that auditorium or that church and really help us out with funding at that time of the year, a really important time of the year, because Christmas is always a time that for most of us is about home. And so for our families, we want to make it as great a week for them as well. And it also, it also really is one of the things that contributes to our sustainability here. That, along with our Comfort Food Challenge in February, and then our ongoing support that we get. We have a lot of very loyal supporters in the community. So we managed to put together our budget for the year.
Yeah. And John, it is going to be a very, very good concert, a great evening, acoustic music and singing and carols and all that. It's a good thing to help out. And it's a good evening just to go in and enjoy the music. And one of my favorite events of the season, you mentioned it, the Comfort Food Challenge. That's again on the schedule. I got to start getting ready for that. It's not until February, but I got to plan out when do I have to stop eating so that I can make it through the Comfort Food Challenge. It sounds like this thing is going to be ramping up to be bigger, better than ever before, right?
Yeah. So we're talking about it now so that people can start thinking about it and start planning their strategy, because we want to really kind of amp up the sort of camaraderie and friendly competition between the best cooks in town. So if you have a special dish that you really think is one of the best in the world, we invite you to get involved and come on out in February and be a part of that. So we're hoping to attract a lot more cooks and a lot more interest in the Comfort Food Challenge. So we're trying to give people this little warning. Start thinking about it now. Get your team together. Get your ingredients thought up. Practice your dish. And let's make this a really big deal.
Yeah, and the Comfort Food Challenge is a fantastic deal. You go around and even if you're not, if you're not making food, if you're going and just eating the food, you're going to have a fantastic day. You're not going to want to eat breakfast or lunch before that. It really is a fantastic thing. And once again, a fundraiser for these folks doing fantastic work. If people do want to get involved, who can make food for this? I mean, who can
anybody
sort of raise their hand and say, I want to do this?
Anybody can get involved. Just give us a call and we'll figure out where you fit in the whole scheme of things. We have always have a number of the different restaurants that get involved and bring some of their favorite offerings. We have a lot of churches that get involved because there are a lot of great cooks out there. But anybody can get involved. If you just have a group of friends or you and your wife or your spouse love to make, you think it's the best chili that ever existed, or you know, whatever it is that's your specialty, let's get it out there and let it be heard about and seen by the whole community. It's just a real joyful, fun time for everybody. So just start thinking about it now.
So what do people do if they want to either find out more about the concert, find out more about the Comfort Food Challenge?
just get a hold of you and say, I want to talk more about what it is you do. What do they need to do?
Yeah, just give us a call. You know, you can give me a call personally at 461-6256 and just let me know what you're interested in, or email us at familypromisehelena.org and we'll get back in touch with you. And we're also, right now I'm just trying to get out into the community and talk to different service organizations, different groups, and talk about Family Promise and help people understand what it is. So if you belong to a group or a prayer group or a club or an organization of any kind, give me a call and I'll come and visit with you and tell you about our program, other programs for homeless and people in need in the community.
Yeah. Well, and my guess is you can also use volunteers just in general, right?
We sure can. And thank you for reminding me about that. And thanks to all the people that do volunteer. We have some, we don't even know how many volunteers. By our count, there's about 600 to 800 volunteers that help Family Promise, because all those churches who help us stand in support of us. There's a lot of volunteers to how this program works, but we can always use more help. We can always use your energy and your interest and your heart. So, yes, we could use more volunteers always. So give us a call.
Yeah, so give us that phone number and email one more time.
461-6256 is my direct line, and the email is familypromisehelena.org.
All right. Glenna Wortman, OB, the Executive Director of Family Promise of Greater Helena. They're doing a lot of fantastic things for the people in our community and putting on fantastic events for us to use to help them in that goal. So, we'll Glenna, we'll have you or some folks back in a little bit later down the road and talk about the concert and definitely talk about the Comfort Food Challenge. But I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here, and we'll look forward to telling you more.
Yeah, absolutely. I make pretty good chili, Glenna. I don't know.
Well, you've said that before, and we're waiting.
I've won a medal before. I actually know what I'm doing. Stick around. We've got more Coffee Break coming up.
I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around with us this morning. I do appreciate that. And I wanted to let you know we actually have Glenna Wortman. Obi, she is coming in live here in about 3 weeks or so. We're going to get an update on everything that's going on over there at Family Promise. But I hope you enjoyed that segment. We're finishing out the show today talking Helena Civic Center. They have a Christmas gift show coming up here very, very shortly. This is going to be starting this weekend. And Judy Klein is here to chat about that. Judy, thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks, Troy. It's kind of fun to be here before breakfast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Judy was wondering how we all get up every morning before breakfast. I told her, well, I mean, everybody gets up before breakfast, right? Like, it's just a matter of when you eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Whether the sun's up yet.
Exactly.
Maybe introduce yourself to folks a little bit. Give us the Judy Klein story.
Well, I'm Judy Klein. I've been the president of the Civic Center Board for more years than I like to admit. And the Civic Center Board sponsors these two gift shows that are coming up this Saturday and next Saturday.
Yeah. So you've been involved with the Civic Center for a long time. How long have the gift shows been going on themselves?
39 years.
That long?
Yeah. And I've been involved for 42 to 43. 4 years, somewhere in there. I've kind of lost track. It's more than half my life. How's that?
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that at all. So that's a long time for anything to have a run. I mean, for 39 years, that's a long run for anything at all.
It is. You know, it started out as a flea market way back when we started 39 years ago. We had a flea market, and we had one Saturday, and more people were bringing their crafts and their things that they made rather than antiques and odd mm-hmm. things they wanted to get rid of. So we started calling it a craft show. And then more and more people were bringing things that were not handcrafted, that they didn't make themselves. And so we decided to call it the gift show because it is around Christmas and it's time to buy gifts. So we call it the two gift shows.
Yeah. Well, and this is, it's a Christmas gift show. It's actually a set of shows. The first one this weekend, it's on Saturday, right?
Yes. Saturday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Okay. So this is going to be in the ballroom, and this is going to be the ballroom. I mean, this is going to pack that place.
Oh, my goodness. You know, over 80 vendors each weekend. Nobody's allowed to come back twice. So that means that each weekend is unique and different. And that is 160 vendors. For $3 admission.
Yeah. So yeah, bad. Admission always very affordable, just $3. And kids, is it 10 and under are free?
10 and under are free. If they're with an adult, we don't babysit.
Right. Yeah. Kurt babysits me some mornings, actually, I think, but, yeah, I mean, it's super affordable. It's going to be, once again, we're talking Christmas gift show with Judy Klein. It's out at the Civic Center. The first one is this weekend on Saturday. It starts at 9, runs all the way until 4 o'clock. And you said 80 vendors are coming in for this?
80 vendors, yes. And we have a waiting list for each weekend.
Yeah, this fills up. You were telling me very quickly. You send out notifications in August.
Yes.
And it takes, what, probably about a month for that to fill up?
I would say so, somewhere like that.
So you're just sort of consistently getting calls about, hey, can we get in, please?
Yes, there were emails like yesterday that, could we please get in? Well, probably not.
Right.
But we'll put your name down on your email down for next year.
Well, and that is, I mean, that's a good thing, right? I mean, because it's showing that people know about this thing. I mean, because these vendors are coming in from all over, right?
Yes, yes.
Where are they coming from? Is it statewide?
Yeah, pretty much statewide. Yes, they come from more the western end of Montana, of course, but we have people from Missoula, and I think even one year we had someone from Ennis.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so they really, unless it's a really really bad winter day, mm-hmm. people will travel to do these, and some people travel a circuit. They do one every weekend, each weekend, and they seem to be geared up to do that.
Yeah, which, I mean, I suppose that speaks highly of this event, that people from so far away, from all over the place, want to do this, and they want to keep coming back.
I agree, yes.
That's got to be good for you guys. It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling, and it's really fun to see things that you wouldn't get to see any other time because they brought them from out of town, or local vendors who only do this show,
mm-hmm.
and they make their things and have only enough to do this one Saturday.
Well, now the job's easy, right? You don't even have to do anything. You don't even have to recruit people. They just show up.
They just show up. It's great, and volunteers to take tickets and watch the doors and all those things. The board steps up to do that, and a lot of our friends and a lot of former board members will come back to help out.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
We're talking with Judy Klein this morning on Coffee Break. She's with the Helena Civic Center Board. She's the straw that stirs the drink out there. She makes everything happen at the Civic Center. And we've got the Christmas gift show coming up. It starts on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Judy, what kind of gifts are we talking about here? I mean, it's a pretty wide variety, right?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little list of only the things that I know about, but Kathleen Pace, who's put together the show, has it's changes a little bit, but we have jewelry and food gifts and wooden products and glass art, ornaments, clothing, rugs, baskets, dolls, pottery, mixed media, and so much more.
Yes.
It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, so you're going to find something that interests you or that that interest, you know, a loved one, because this is a good time. And we all say it every year. We're going to start that Christmas shopping early. And so many times we don't, but this is a great place to sort of kick off that Christmas shopping season, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we see people going out with sacks of things that they've bought for gifts. Or once in a while, you just can't resist something for yourself. You know?
No, I think we might have taken one or two things home for us before, but we've gotten a lot of gifts from the craft shows, from the Christmas gift shows. And as you pointed out, Judy, this is one you can go to twice, because it's not like, well, you know, I went last week.
No, it's
different
every
weekend.
This is
a completely new show.
Yes, it is. And we've had people line up for certain vendors that they love, that they hope will be there that weekend. And they line up to make sure they get there. I don't know what they think they're going to miss, but but the 9 o'clock people are right there because they want to have first pick of their vendor.
It's really cool, and new vendors each weekend. So, and that's happening, again, this is on Saturday. It's at 9 o'clock. And then next weekend, on next Saturday, also at 9 o'clock, vendors fill this thing up quickly. We've got 160 vendors coming in. This is something that happens every year. It's put together by the Helena Civic Center board, right? I mean, the board is what sort of pulls this all together.
Yes, it's the Civic Center Board that does this event and sponsors it and executes it, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm sure you hear from folks. This has been going on for pushing four decades now. This is a very popular thing. Do people talk to you about this event as you're sort of leading up to it every year?
They do. They love it, and it's actually become kind of a community event where you run into everyone you know if you stand in one place long enough. It's great.
So it's kind of a social event almost at this
really
point.
Yeah, it really is. And there's a place, the kitchen. We have a lunch all day, vendor to serve lunches and coffee and all those beverages.
Okay.
So
you can show up and not worry about staying too long, because you can take a lunch break and then
absolutely
keep cruising
shop
around, because you're going to find some more. But that's just there at the snack place. You're going to have a full-on lunch for folks.
Right, exactly. And the Civic Center board table will be over by the elevator in case anybody loses anything or wants to talk to the board members or there's a board table.
Okay. And the money raised here does what? Where does the money go?
It goes for renovations at the Civic Center. So we have been renovating the Civic Center for over 40 some years, and it's been a transformation that you cannot even imagine. I think there may be a couple of places in the building that have not been renovated, and I like to when we have new board members, I like to take them to show them what the building used to look like, because I think there are very few of us alive today who remember how it used to be. The newer generation thinks that's the way it always was.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not. It was a mess. It was institutional green with concrete walls and concrete floors.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun to come to see a play or a concert, right?
It was pretty ugly, and it was not well cared for. But the city of Helena stepped up, and they helped us with tax increment financing and whatever, and we've gotten the building up to a beautiful standard, and we hope that it will continue to be maintained in that way.
Yeah. So the money raised here, once again, at the Christmas gift show, it's happening on Saturday, starts at 9. There's another one next Saturday at 9, completely new show, new vendors. This is raising money to help make the Civic Center what it should be, what it needs to be. What has this sort of helped pay for in the past, sort of in the recent past? What does money go toward that people can sort of look at or put their finger on and go, okay, this is what we're doing?
The things that you can see, you know, you can't see the electrical box that services the whole building. That was expensive and necessary, and the stage. But you can see the columns in the lobby, which are were done years ago. We did carpeting throughout. We did the ballroom, the brass and glass railing on the upper mezzanine. Mm-hmm. It was like a picket fence, wooden thing that was hard to see through and hard to know if there was anybody up there. Now with the brass and glass, we are able to see that there
are. Yeah, and that's beautiful.
It is. And Gary Carpenter, who was the community facilities director, we wanted to do that brass and glass, and we decided that, and he had to figure out how to do it because the building, of course, being almost 100 years old next year, it will have its 20th or 100th anniversary in 2020, but it wasn't plumb. It wasn't square.
Sure.
And to figure all that out, how to do that railing was, and many other projects in the Civic Center, I think, between Gary Carpenter and Chase Patrick, who was the auditorium is named for, figured out a lot of those things.
Yeah, and the money raised here, this is a fundraiser once again for the Civic Center. So this is one of those win-win things. You can go get some Christmas gifts for family and friends. You can have a social time and meet some friends there and support the Civic Center at the same time. So a fantastic event, and it's very important to the Civic Center.
Absolutely. Actually important to the city, because if we didn't have the Civic Center, where would a lot of our nonprofits have events? Where would they do their fundraisers?
Yeah, so it's a really important thing. Once again, it's Saturday. It's at 9, goes till 4. Then again, next Saturday, that's the 16th of November.
Right.
Again, 9 to 4, brand new vendors each time. So swing on by, pick up tickets there. They're just $3 for adults. Kids 10 and under are free if they're accompanied by an adult.
You just pay at the door.
Yeah, no pre-purchase.
No tickets, no.
Yeah, so super easy. Just stroll on over there and pick up some Christmas gifts. And it's a really cool event. You got lunch and snacks available. It's all inclusive over there at the Civic Center. Judy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Troy. This was fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's all the time we have for Coffee Break. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.